Let's continue now with Sif Dalid. We're in Siman Tav Samach Beis, Sif Dalid. And the Mechaber tells us, Mei Beim, which is raw eggs. You have raw eggs. Ushar Mashkim, and other liquids, Kulam Hava Bechlal Mei Peiris. They're all included in what's called Mei Peiris. In other words, in Sif Katan Aleph, if you take a quick look, of this Siman, Sif Katan Aleph, in the previous page, the Mishnah Brura tells us, what are meiperis? It says the Mishnah Brura, kigoin yayin, v'shemen, v'hu, v'adin dvash, v'cholov, v'shar kol mashkin, v'yisbar l'kamon. It will be explained later on. This is yisbar l'kamon, we'll explain later on. We are later on now. So we are in the future, in the present. Okay? Says the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Yud Beis, Mei Beim, the Saga Daidich, the Garua Mimei Peiris. I would have thought that the eggs, raw eggs, are worse than Mei Peiris. Why is Elefisha Isa Teifeach Mimenu? Because the dough expands because of it. In other words, like this. If we see a dough, we'll call it rising, what are we going to think about that dough? It's chametz. So the raw egg with the flour in Sif Katan Yud Beis in the Mishnah Brura, in Tav Samach Beis, if we see that dough expanding with the egg, it's not because it is rising. K'mash v'lo n'de'ein zechimutz. That's not chametz stick. It's not fermenting. It's just the way that the dough, the flour with the egg, makes it expand a little. But it's not chametz stick. That's what I would have thought. Kamash Milon, I would have thought the eggs are not good. Kamash Milon, the eggs are also okay. Ushar Mashkim, the whole she'eino mil told us a mayim ein machmas. Anything that is not water, it does not make the flour with that liquid chametz stick. V'yisbaru prodei dovar zel kamam and simen tov samach vav ayin sham. And we'll have a further elaboration later on simen tov samach vav. Sif kon yedalid, have bechlal mei peiris. It's considered to be May Paris, and it's included in those dinim that we have in Sif Aleph and Beis. Sif Katan Tesvav, Ein Noya. Let's first go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagop, the Medinos Eilu, Ein Noyagin, Lolush, Bimei Paris, Vafilu Luktoi, Famatzois, Ein Noyagin, Miracle Achar, Afiosen, Boidin Chamin. Everything we learned until now, everything we learned, was a discussion where, you know what? If you want to make egg matzah, Mechamer says it's fine. But wait a minute, we might have had in our mind that you can make egg matzahs and use that for Pesach, unless there's a specific need for a chayla or a zaking. So how could that possibly be? Says the Ramah b'nei Ashkenaz, Ein noyagin lolush b'mei peiris. Our minig is not to make matzahs with any of the mei peiris, any fruit juices. Once again, fruit juice can also mean milk or wine or eggs for the same matter. V'afidah liktoif ha-matzahs. What does liktoif ha-matzahs mean? That they would smear the matzah with one of the, let's say, the mei peiris, to put it on top of the dough. That we don't do. Unless after it's already baked, then you can put it on afterwards. V'ein l'shanos, and we should not deviate. Turning the page, the Mishnah, the Ramah concludes, Im loy b'shas adchak, l'tzarchi chayla, izakin atzarch lezal. Unless it's for the time of necessity, where it's too hard for a zakin, an elderly person, or a chayla, a person who is not well, to eat the regular flour, water, matzah, so then there could be a heter, says the Ramah, for him to have matzah with mei peiris. Says the Mishnah Rusif Kodin Tesvav, Ei noye gin lalush, he's commenting on the Ramah that said, we don't have the minig to need with mei peiris. The chayishin lechatchila lisvaras hani paiskim, because we are concerned, we take into account the opinion of the paiskim that hold the svi lahu the mei peiris belchudaihu gam kein machmitzim umarim gam kein lahachmitz. There is the opinion of those paiskim that hold that May Paris alone will cause the dough to be machmitz faster. In other words, until now we've been learning May Paris with water. Now the Mishnah Berurah is explaining that Ramah, the reason why those places can say don't use May Paris at all, because May Paris alone can be cause the dough to ferment within less than 18 minutes. There's also another concern that maybe a drop of water did get into that May Paris, and then everybody will agree that it's a problem. So we're to test Zayin now. Ein noyagin. So the Rama said ein noyagin to use the May Paris. Rosaloimar limshoich es penei hamatzos to smear the top of the matzah. The minig is not to do that. Afshuhu davar muad, even though it's a little amount. In other words, let's say I have my dough and I put a little of the meperis on top. Is that a problem? So we want to avoid doing that also. We don't want to do that. Sifkon yitzayin. Now, if it's ba'oidin chamin, the Rama says, rak la'acha afiyosin ba'oidin chamin, after it was already baked, when it's hot, then you could put something on top of it. Because of achreinim de gamba zeh yesh lizor, with this as well, when it's still hot, you should be careful. Not that to put something on, but you should not take it for the first 2 nights of the starim. If you're putting something on the matzah, it's not regular matzah. We want lechem oini, like we learned earlier. If you're making it with something on top, that is called matzah ashira. But prat kishemachzirin. Achakach shulatana, even worse when you put it back into the oven. So in regards to putting salt, right? The matzah is totally baked. There are those opinions that will say that on the Seder night, when you're eating the matzah specifically for the mitzvah of matzah, I'm not referring to the shulchan oruch when you're eating your suda, but when you're specifically making your brocha al achilas matzah. First, make hamoyt lechem aretz al achilas matzah. There are those opinions that are brought down not to put salt on it. Why? Because this is lechem oini, the bread of the poor man. You know, the poor man says, "Could you pass the salt?" He's lucky if he has the bread. Bread in this case means the matzah. So that is correct. And there are those opinions that say not to put salt on the matzah by the Seder night when you're doing the mitzvah with the matzah. Sifkon yudches vein l'shanes u'kafiyah minog afilu kvar losho va'afa miyad. According to this minog, says the Mishnah Berurah that the Rama brings down, we should not have this matzah with meperis, even if a person already kneaded it and baked it. Ein lo ochlo, turn the page of Pesach, one should not eat it on Pesach. Elo yash henu ad la'achar Pesach, he should keep it around until after Pesach. Okay, sifkon yudches. We said that Rama concludes that, however, for a chayla, for a sick individual, it's sarchi chayla, it is permissible to eat this matzah with May Paris. That's sarchi chayla. Miu yeofem miad the canal. You should bake them immediately, right away. But dafka be May Paris luchudayu. Aval be May Paris imayim ein lolush lechatchila afilu shasat chak. That's only b'mei peiris l'chudai by itself. However, I will b'mei peiris imayim, mei peiris with water, ein lolush l'chadchila, you should not need it with water, afil b'sheset chak. Okay. So don't put your water with the fruit juice. The only thing we're saying here that b'sheset chak is that the mei peiris alone. So you have the egg matzah, according to minhag Ashkenaz, should only be eaten by a zaken or a chayla. The Mechaber continues here in Sif Hei and tells us as follows: Halosh Isa b'mei Peiris, one who needs the dough with mei Peiris, toiv la soisa pachus mishir isara in kedesh lo tischaya bechala. He should make the dough less than And the Isarain, which we learned earlier, which was 43 and a fifth eggs worth in your dough. 43
and a third.
In the third?
So you said a third or a fourth. Either one. The last time.
So a person should make the dough less than the shear of an Isarain. And then he won't be chayav. Isarain is a measurement, less than that amount, and then he won't have to take challah from it. Siv cotton chaf in the Mishnah Brura. It's around four lines down. B'mei peiris, haynu b'mei beyim. Hushar mei peiris. Devarim she'enem mishiva mashkin shesimonim yad shochat dam. Umuvo'orim le'el b'simen kufnun ches. What are these yad shochat dam? So yad shochat dam is the abbreviation for yayin, yud, dalet, dvash, shin, shemen, ches, cholov, tes, tal, the dew, dalet, dam, mem, mayim. So these yad shochat dam can cause, he says, v'atam, dalidei mei peiris, ein ha'isa mukhsheres lekabel tumo, v'nisheres achala tahayra. When we have the mei peiris, then the dough will not be susceptible to becoming tummy. V'nisheres achala tahayra, and the chala stays tahayra. V'ein lo shum eitzo achakach ma la'asoizba. There's no other eitzah what to do with it. We want to make sure it's tar. Why? L'sarifa eina yachol, she'ein sarifin kachim tahayrim. Because you can't burn kachim and shetahayrim. U'la'achla eina yachol, and to eat it, eina yachol also you can't do. Sherubin t'mei mesim, hein, because most of us are t'mei mesim. Not all of us. V'shayim ha'isa shana yesh eitzah. The rest of the year there's an eitzah. She'itein be'eis ha'lisha gam at mayim u'mei lehuchshar. During the rest of the year, what could you do? You put a little water with this May Paris, and then it kashers it. However, if you put the water with the May Paris on Pesach, over four Pesach time, right, what are you going to do? You're going to cause the dough to become faster. And then it might become, to ferment fast, I should say, and it might become chametz thick. Kedisa v'yardeh simung shunchav tes, aval atu l'tzorech Pesach, and now l'tzorech Pesach, halo yiyeh May Paris imayim, v'atzu lolush. Over here now, while ato lutzarich Pesach for Pesach haloye meiperus imayim, the meiperus will be with water. The aser lalush is also to knead it like that. Kanavas of Pesach we learned earlier. Chayin haetzel sheyolush pachas mikashir. Therefore, the etzel is to knead it less than the shear. But the evrim lalush kashir yirelitin hachalo lekoyein katan shlo yotze tumo igufay kavur biyodeis sham. If a person did make challah that shear, he should give it to a katan who is a kohen, who is a katan that did not have any tumah.